Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 17th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Duration of atrial fibrillation and cardiac biomarkers are associated with cardiovascular outcomes in early permanent atrial fibrillation. Data from the RACE 2 study. A post hoc analysis of the RACE 2 study found that the duration of atrial fibrillation and specific cardiac biomarkers are directly associated with cardiovascular morbidity and mortality in patients with early permanent atrial fibrillation. Data from 543 patients who had a median atrial fibrillation duration of 18 months demonstrated these associations. The study identified these parameters as definitive prognostic indicators for adverse cardiovascular outcomes. These findings underscore the clinical importance of assessing atrial fibrillation duration and cardiac biomarker levels for risk stratification in early permanent atrial fibrillation. Article number 2. High admission levels of interleukin-1 receptor antagonists in acute myocardial infarction patients are associated with increased rates of all-cause mortality and cardiac death at 5 years follow-up. This study found that high admission levels of interleukin-1 receptor antagonists are associated with increased rates of both all-cause mortality and cardiac death in patients with acute myocardial infarction. The data demonstrated these elevated levels were linked to adverse outcomes at 5 years follow-up. This concrete association suggests interleukin-1 receptor antagonist serves as a prognostic biomarker for long-term cardiovascular risk in this patient population. Article number 3. Impact of diagnosis to ablation time on rhythm outcome after catheter ablation for paroxysmal versus non-paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. This study found that diagnosis to ablation time significantly impacts rhythm outcome following catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. The research differentiated this impact between paroxysmal and non-paroxysmal atrial fibrillation types among 619 enrolled patients. Results indicated that the timing of intervention relative to diagnosis plays a crucial role in the success of initial catheter ablation procedures. This finding provides direct guidance for optimizing treatment strategies based on atrial fibrillation type. Article number 4. Global and segmental longitudinal and radial strain in Takotsubo versus ST elevation myocardial infarction. This study compared global and segmental longitudinal and radial strain between Takotsubo syndrome and ST elevation myocardial infarction patients. Results demonstrated distinct patterns of myocardial strain in Takotsubo syndrome, which contribute to the observed milder symptoms and better hemodynamic profile compared to ST elevation myocardial infarction. The data showed that these differences in strain were not readily apparent using conventional echocardiography alone. These findings offer a more comprehensive understanding of the mechanisms underlying cardiac dysfunction in Takotsubo syndrome. Article number 5. Usefulness of STRE1. A new index of right heart function in patients with immunoglobulin light chain cardiac amyloidosis. This study established the prognostic usefulness of the STRE1 index, a novel two-dimensional speckle tracking echocardiography measure integrating right atrial and right ventricular strain in patients with immunoglobulin light chain cardiac amyloidosis. The research involving 70 patients with confirmed cardiac amyloidosis demonstrated that this index provides valuable prognostic information. The data showed the STRE1 index effectively assesses right heart function, offering a new tool for risk stratification. This improves the diagnostic and prognostic assessment of immunoglobulin light chain cardiac amyloidosis patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.